Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Fine. And you? How are
you? Fantastic. Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Yes. Okay. My name is Nadia, and I'm the business developer at Tatigon.
Okay.
Tatigon is a gesture controller that I have here, and it's wearable. So I show you. You can wear on your hand like this, and it recognizes up to now 16 of your gestures, going from the very simple one, so forward, backwards, right, left, to the most complicated ones. So we can wear, for instance, two Tatigon skins, one in right hand and one in left hand, and do double gestures to be detected.
Wow.
And this device connects Bluetooth with any device with Bluetooth. So we can connect to robots or tablet or PC, and applications can change. So we can go from everyday life, so light control or PowerPoint presentations
I could see that being fun for like myself, being a musician.
Yeah.
Being able to use Bluetooth triggers for samples, all that kind of stuff, even DJs, all kinds of fun things.
Yeah, and this was an idea that was given to us by many people.
Okay,
just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. So I take this.
Yes.
I pair it to my computer over there.
Yeah.
I put it on, however I put it on, like that.
Other way around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In towards
exactly.
The thumb.
Sure. Okay. And so I could stand over here and take the gestures and program them for camera one, camera two.
You could program it to...
Yes, because the Tatigon skin has some sketches already ready, so that you can simply install on it and use as is. Or it's programmable because it has an Arduino SDK. So as you have also some buttons, four buttons here on the back corresponding to your fingers, you can push and add commands. So for instance, if you connect to a PC, you can use Tatigon skin like a mouse. So
awesome.
You move the pointer and you can close windows, open, enlarge, zoom in, zoom out.
Yeah, so you could absolutely program camera one, two, three, four, and then program this as your enter, just like a throttle. Oh, my God. I need three of those.
I'm in.
What was the inspiration for this product?
This is a Daddy Maker story, because this is the story of a dad with his daughter. And the daughter looked at Iron Man, you know, the film, and
absolutely.
She said, I would like to be like Iron Man. And so Daddy started thinking of how
these are the things I do for my kid. It's great.
Yeah. And then thinking and developing, we discovered and that we could use what we normally and use in our everyday life, meaning gestures. So we do gestures when we communicate to people.
Sure.
To express and to communicate sensation or to give information. So couldn't we use these gestures to simplify the interaction man-machine? So this is the story, very reduced, of the Tatigon skin. And in fact, we were here last year at the CES presenting the device. this year we came back presenting the Gear software on board on this device, with whom we can recognize 16 gestures.
Wow.
And
just, I have so many
I know, that's my head just got like train crammed with ideas of how I could apply this in my field as a live audio video engineer, different things I can do for different clients, like you said, PowerPoint, things like that.
Yes, in fact, we have developed in our headquarters sketches for many applications, going from musicians, so taking inspiration of guitar playing, for instance, to robotics, so controlling a little robot arm, because we can go in the hobbyist field, but also in the industrial. In fact, here at the CES, we have a demo with a robot arm, and this is a cobot, so an educative robot, but we can also control bigger and industrial ones. But you know, we have also a demo with gaming because this is actually one of the most asked applications for tactical skin, again, controller.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because from a comfort and convenience standpoint, it's way better than the Oculus sticks because you have to actively hold those, right?
Yes.
You
can't. This is the point.
Whereas this, totally passive.
And exactly.
And same thing with systems like Wii, stuff like, I mean, you remember how many people were breaking TVs whenever Wii came out.
Yeah. And another important difference is that we do not use cameras to detect position because the IMU on board of this device recognizes position using only movement.
Okay, so is it all
no need of a camera to detect where you and is positioned.
So gyros and accelerometers and stuff like that?
Exactly, IMU unit.
Yeah. That is absolutely amazing. And what was the development process like for you guys as far as point of conception to what we see on the table as a functional device right now?
Yes, it's functional and the product is ready. It's not on the market yet. And it required 2 years of development.
Wow, that
is... From the idea up to the final product.
That's incredibly fast for a product like that, though.
Yeah, because actually last year we went all around the world in the exhibitions in Europe, in US, presenting a prototype of Tacticon Skin and asking for feedback because we needed to know if we were in the right path. And according to the feedback we got from people we met, we decided to stress of some applications, so gaming, robotics, and PowerPoint. And this gave us to the final process and development of the new software Gear. With artificial intelligence. And this is important because, you know, a simple gesture that could be right, I do in this way, but you maybe do it in a faster or enlarged way.
Or with a turn or some kind of,
So there are some errors.
It's like bowling, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people can throw it straight and some people, to get it to go straight, end up having to curve it.
Yeah.
And so that's the same. I might go right like this, and you might go right like this.
Exactly. And when you do a shape, for instance, a circle, you can start here and do like this, but you can do like this.
Oh, you can start
from the top.
You can start the gesture anywhere.
That's
hugely important.
I like how you had to focus before you went the other way. Because this way is the natural way.
Yeah.
You went...
And yes, I had to think.
And
even
to see this in the application environments like silicon processing plants where normally somebody is operating robotic arms through gloves, something like that, to be able to keep that hermetic seal in medical environments, even in like power plants, things like that, where you could absolutely control the robotic arm through glass and you wouldn't have that situation of pinprick holes in the leather, in the rubber gloves, something like that, that can cause an issue.
You know, medical field is a bit particular field. So at the moment, we do not have a specific application for these for medical.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are technical engineers and we need advice to go into that path.
Sure.
Yeah.
So,
but the idea, you mentioned cobots, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
The idea of being able to, because programming those the first time can be a bit of a pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
if you can make the motion you want it to do to program it the first time, wouldn't that be incredible?
Yeah. And you've got the point.
And you've typically got the issue, especially with that with joysticks and stuff. If you aren't doing the gesture exactly right, it tends to jerk and do all that
kind
of stuff.
Every little bit on a cobot makes it take a little longer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, in fact, one of our partners is a German university in Kaiserslautern. With Professor Müller, we have developed an hackathon with an algorithm with artificial intelligence to teach the robot movement through gestures.
Incredible.
That's great.
And in fact, this solves the problem of program and reprogram a robot. Because it normally takes a lot of time. You need high technical skills.
Right.
And if we can teach a robot through a simple gesture what to do, that would be much easier.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And at that point, you're also getting much better metrics on acceleration, things like that. You can make robotic arms move more like human arms, everything else at the same time.
Yeah, we can reach two results.
Yeah.
Or the robots follow me and my movements.
Exactly, with precision.
Or it can teach. So I can teach to the robot how to move, and it can learn from my gestures.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, there's no way we're the only ones who are interested in finding out more about this.
Yeah.
So how can people do that?
So you can go on the website, thetatigon.com, and we are also social. So you find the Tatigon on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Fantastic.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you very much for your time.
I'm going to be in contact.
Yes, same.
I hope so.
Seriously, we've got ideas on places on how this could help our lives.
Yeah.
So.
Great.
Yeah.
So keep in touch then.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
You're
for
welcome.
Your time.
Thank
and
you.
Have a great rest of your show.
Thank you.
Enjoy CES.
Thank you. Bye.